riot. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Trump offering more criticism of several Democratic congresswomen after two recently blocked from visiting Israel held a news conference questioning again. One of them crying. She talked about her Palestinian grandmother.
In the West Bank, Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Lisa, I don't buy her tears. That from President Trump on Twitter, referring to Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, banned by Israel. Tlaib turned down an offer to visit the West Bank, saying the nation is trying to silence her. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
Israel has the right to keep people out of its country that want to destroy it.
The president painting Tlaib, a vocal critic of Israel, along with other members of the so-called squad, as the new face of the Democratic Party. Lisa.
Rachel, the White House again today downplaying recession fears. Hogan Gidley also confirming that all options are on the table for the economy, but he denies reports that a payroll tax cut is being considered, even though it was discussed in a meeting yesterday. Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders trying to convince voters in Iowa his Medicare for All plan can work.
People are sitting there, well, this sounds really good. How are you going to do it? How are you going to pay for it? And all that. Did I read your mind?
Arguing in part that it's doable because it would be a phased-in approach to expanding it to more age groups. Meantime, Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden launching his first campaign ad.
We have to beat Donald Trump. And all the polls agree Joe Biden is the strongest Democrat to do the job.
It also calls the president erratic, vicious, and bullying. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. Not a sell-off, though. Right now, the Dow is down 24 points. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Another possible shooting plot uncovered.
He threatened to carry out a mass shooting at a church in Memphis, Tennessee. Now a truck driver has been arrested, caught in Indianapolis, according to court records. An FBI agent saying Thomas McVicker made credible threats to carry out a mass shooting and suicide Thursday. A friend of his telling the FBI the 38-year-old said he intended to take a knife to the pastor's throat. His mother telling authorities he owned a handgun, sometimes used cocaine and methamphetamine, and is being treated for schizophrenia. This the latest in a string of arrests around the country for threats to carry out attacks. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Georgia says a challenge to the state's new abortion law should be tossed out, also asking a federal judge not to block it from taking effect as scheduled January 1st. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Lawyers for some of the same groups challenging similar laws in other states argue it is unconstitutional. Georgia's law does make exceptions in cases of rape or incest, but also declares an embryo to be a natural person once cardiac activity can be detected. The owner of a New York City condo is in trouble for converting a single apartment into nearly a dozen tiny units.
How many little apartments can you make out of one 634-square-foot apartment? It's not just a math problem. Now, it's a violation problem for one New York City condominium owner. Inspectors with the city's buildings department raided the apartment in Manhattan last week after they got a complaint about cramped conditions. Easy to see why. Some of the subunits had no windows and ceilings just 4.5 feet high, which forced tenants to crouch or walk on their knees. The owner now faces $144,000 worth of citations. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Again, stocks are lower. The Dow, though, is still over 26K. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out! It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. That means Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. He joins us in studio, no less.
Always great to be
good
here.
Good to see you, man.
It's always great
you've been
to be
traveling.
Here.
You've been traveling the state. You've been one busy dude.
Yeah, I love the state. You know, I wish more people from Las Vegas would get out and see what Northern Nevada is about.
Isn't it great, though?
Yeah, it is. It really is. The weather's cooler, and the people are different, and it's not all the big rush, and it's really nice.
We are now under a year. And I don't know whether you don't look like you're feeling any pressure, but we've got this Raider Stadium, now Allegiant Stadium, and we are now less than a year removed from opening this thing. You starting to feel a little nervous?
No, not at all. No, but, you know,
you're not nervous. You got this big, huge stadium.
I'm looking forward. I like, you know, I've been saying for the longest time, I'm looking forward to opening day. There's, you know, I mean, I've saw jobs that kind of look like they were behind, and then over the next thing you know, it's out of the ground and it's opening, and we're not behind. So, I mean, I know they want to stick to the date of July 30th or July 31st. I really believe that the stadium's going to be finished before that. There's going to be some final touch, you know, touching going on, and maybe some painting, maybe some panels, you know, maybe some flooring. It's not going to be anything that major. I don't see anything that major that can set us back weeks or months. It's we're going to be there on opening day.
All of us who have either bought a home, an existing home, or built a home, there is a point at the end of the transaction where you essentially turn the house over to the new owners, and there's usually an inspection and things like that. Take us through what happens at the end of a big, big, huge project like this.
It's, you know, anytime we do a project this size and so, I mean, those walkthroughs and those inspections, those are done as we're going along, right? So then there's, you know, the final occupancy permit, right? And that's probably going to come before opening day. Usually what happens probably within the last 3-4 months of before we get to opening day, it's a lot of blue tape, right? And when I say blue tape, I mean it's little tabs of blue tape that people walk around and put it on the wall and put it on a tile and it's the walkthrough. So those are like the little touch-ups that need to be done. we're going to be open. It's, you know, it's not going to be, you know, everybody looks at this as, you know, a final inspection. Final inspections, you know, actually inspections happen as we go along. So the steel is inspected, the work is inspected, the plumbing's inspected, the electrical's inspected. All of that is inspected as we go along. What we look forward to getting towards the end is probably all the safety, right? So once we get within the, you know, last couple of months, we're going to start doing safety checks. We're going to do probably, you know, making sure that the crowd is, you know, if God forbid something should happen, that the crowd knows and the workers know which way to move or the fans know which way to move. We're going to see probably some parking, you know, showing people how to move around the parking lot. I mean, it's going to be a
there
lot.
There is going to be a parking lot? I mean,
oh,
I,
yeah. We have room for about 2,500 cars out there.
Well, but you're going to have 65,000 people.
Yeah, but this is, listen, this is Vegas, right? Who really, I mean, that was my biggest thing from the beginning is, do you know what it looks like to have 16,000 cars pull out of a parking lot at one time? I mean, did you really want that traffic jam on Las Vegas Boulevard? No, we don't want that traffic jam. Raiders games are earlier in the day. They're not night games. You might have one or two that's going to be a Monday night game or maybe, you know, a Thursday night game. So most of their games are like 1:05 or 1:50 in the afternoon, right? So the average fan that's leaving the stadium at around 4:30, 5 o'clock is not going to want to rush home to have dinner, especially in Las Vegas. We have some of the best restaurants in the world here, right? So, you know, you're going to see fans leaving the stadium and hitting the strip. And when I started watching some of the hotels kind of, you know, balk about, you know, parking and parking this and you know, fans are going to take up our spots in our hotels. You want the fans to take up your spots because you want them back at your hotel when the game's over. Well, they're going to go for a drink. They're going to go have dinner. They're going to take their family out.
They're going to gamble.
They're going to go to the sports book. They're going to collect on some on of their
Sunday,
winnings.
On a Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I have always been of the opinion is that, you know, you don't want 5,000 spots at the stadium because it's a lot of cars pulling out at one time. I mean, listen, even the Golden Knights game, you got to leave, you know, 7 minutes before the game's end if you want to get out of the parking lot, right? So you don't want that at a football game. I mean, all the people that I know that have season tickets that are going to be going to the games, not one of them plans on driving to the game. Every single one I told them, we're not driving. Why do we want to drive? So we can get caught up on the strip? No, we're going to go to the strip. We're going to walk over to the strip when the game's done.
So what, it's going to end up being an Uber Lyft crowd?
Well, yeah, you'll have a lot of Uber, you'll have a lot of Lyft. They also work something out with the Transit Authority, so with the RTC. So you're going to see the buses the same way the Golden Knights have it. And you know, everybody talks about the Raiders fans. The Raiders fans are some of the best fans around, okay? And I mean, I've got to know a lot of them. I've got to know the ones that dress up and they're really good fans. They like going to the hospitals. They like going to children's hospitals. They have their own little like players cards that they trade. It's really a great group of fans. And I think, you know, some of the fans probably years ago, they got a bad name because of the, you know, the way they came to the game or the way they looked. But you know what? That's all past them. This is a whole different scene now. You know, the Raiders fans are looking to come to this new stadium. They're looking to be part of what we want to call, you know, the Raiders legacy now, right? So, I mean, here it is.
Or Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
Yeah.
Greatest group of guys around, men and women.
Tommy White joining us in studio, no less, from Laborers 872. And we're talking about the opening in less than a year, and he's not even sweating it.
No sweat on this forehead. Nope.
Nope. Tommy White, we're going to talk about something I saw on TV last week, which was just phenomenal, and it was all about the construction of what was then Raiders Stadium. Now it is Allegiant Stadium. Mike Rowe hosts this program that's, I guess, has been airing on Fox 5, and it's phenomenal. It's absolutely and it makes your guys and gals look really, really good.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Stick around. We got a lot to do. It's going to be a busy, busy day as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Tommy White joining us, business manager of Laborers Union 872. We're talking about we're under a year from the opening of what was Raiders Stadium, now Allegiant Stadium. And we were talking about the parking thing. You're a believer that we're going to be fine on parking and into stadium, out of stadium, getting home, that we're going to be fine with that.
Yeah, I think the fans, the public – you know, anyone that was concerned about the parking, they're going to be very surprised at the opening of the stadium. I mean, you want a movement, you know, you want a movement of vehicles and you want a movement of traffic. And, you know, from where the stadium is, it was going to be, and I looked at all the, you know, all the, you know, everybody that was complaining, I looked at all their drawings about, you know, trying to pull 16,000 cars out off of that area is going to be just, you know, a headache. And
especially onto one street, onto Las Vegas Boulevard.
Well, I mean, they're going to go Russell. Over the overpasses. They're going to head west. You know, they'll head up Russell Road. They'll head down to Las Vegas Boulevard. I mean, so they'll head over to Hacienda. They'll head over to the Harmon Overpass, right? So, I mean, you have a few different ways to go. But, you know, anyone that has a business, they want the fans to stick around the neighborhood. They don't want anyone to get in their car and I mean, if you really want people to get in their car and leave, then you're not business-minded, right? Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to have a business or if you're going to have a bar or you're going to have a restaurant or something that's going to bring fans on those days. Now, you know, one of the other concerns was, what about the days that it's not Raider games, that it's concerts? Again, you know, you want to be able to go to Las Vegas Boulevard. You're going to go to a big concert there. I mean, I've been to big concerts. I've been to concerts at Shea Stadium. I've been to concerts at Citi Field. You know, you leave there, you drive to a restaurant. You don't want to drive to a restaurant after you just sat at a concert, right? So you just
walk. And from a business standpoint, you get them there, you want to keep them there.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully spending money.
Of course.
From what you understand, where is the available parking going to be? You say there's going to be 5,000 parking spaces.
No, there'll be 2,500. 2,500? Yeah, just about 2,500. And that the 2,500 spaces are going to be on the north side of the stadium.
Okay. Where else will people be able to park? Will they be able to go to, I don't know, MGM Grand
Sure some of the hotels are going to have parking for their VIP guests that are there, but I know the Raiders are securing some other areas that are close by the stadium for parking. And I mean, right now, we probably have 2,000 cars out there now with the workers that are out there, right? So, yeah. I mean, if you look at where those workers are parking, that's what it's going to look like with 2,000 cars. And I'm almost positive that the Raiders are going to secure another 5,000 to 6,000 spots pretty close by.
And is that going to be at existing facilities? It's not going to be creating 7-story parking
garages.
No.
They're not really a big fan of the parking garages. So kind of takes away from the fan experience of tailgating. So who wants to tailgate in a parking garage, right? Unless you're on the top floor, and then you got to wait to get out, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And then you're going to be the last one.
Yeah,
out
you'll
there.
Probably see a few buildings being demoed around that stadium.
Oh, you think so?
Within the next year. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I want to ask you. I saw a TV program. I was just laying in bed. It was either this Sunday or the Sunday before. And it was Mike Rowe, the guy that's done Ford commercials, and he's done the Dirty Jobs and different things like that. And it was a thing called From the Ground Up. And it was a phenomenal program that showed from the very beginning how this stadium is taking shape. I will tell you, it makes your guys and gals look really, really good.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
I've seen the show. I've actually watched it a few times on YouTube. Mike Rowe does a fantastic job. And you know, early on, we actually supplied the producers of the show with some pictures from early on. So you're going to see a lot of the stuff that Local 872 was involved in as the show gets more episodes come out. But they did a fantastic job from watching the excavation of the property to blasting the property to loosen up some of that caliche so we can go dig down, to just like everything that went on. I mean, from showing, you know, dropping the trusses and pouring the concrete I mean, it's unbelievable. And anybody that's out there that, you know, is a big Raiders fan or just really a construction fan, if you're a fan of construction, watching things getting built, this would be a great show to watch. Very detailed.
I'm going to be making my first trip to the stadium. What is it, Las Vegas Stadium? Is that where the Aviators play?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's called Las Vegas.
Las Vegas Ballpark.
Las Vegas ballpark. What am I going to see? And for those who have not been, I get glowing reports from friend and foe alike, folks that like the old type stadium. This is the new type stadium. What am I going to see?
You know, that's a beautiful ballpark. I mean, you could actually sit in there and think about how that would look holding, 30,000 fans, right?
Or 42,000 and a Major League Baseball team.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is it expandable?
No. Okay. I don't. I mean, they would have to do some work to kind of bring that up to a Major League Baseball team park. But you got a great view. I mean, you got a great view from inside that ballpark. I mean, you can see the mountains. You can see the strip. You got a great view from any seat that's in there. Lots of room to kind of move around. You got the pool at the far end, right? So out there in center field or left field, you got the pool. It's just a beautiful ballpark. I mean, for a farm team, it's top notch.
Like one of the better minor league stadiums anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had some of the players from the from one of the I think it was New Mexico team. He was talking about how great it is. So yeah, it was the Arizona team. Sorry, it was
Arizona the team.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you. Do you think? I mean, you have your ear to the ground. Are we the type of city that could host a Major League Baseball franchise?
Definitely.
I mean, we're already NFL, NHL. People say we're going to have the NBA soon.
Yeah, Las Vegas really needs and deserves a baseball team. They should have a Major League Baseball team here. I mean, this is the town for it. You have the fans for it. I mean, the greatest thing about, Las Vegas is you have fans from all over the country, right? So with the Golden Knights, I was a Rangers fan until the Golden Knights came because you have, fans that are – Dodgers fans and Yankees fans and Cardinal fans, and they all want their own local team. Not saying that they'll drop their team and walk away and become but I mean, I've seen it happen with the Golden Knights. I've dropped the New York Rangers and became a Golden Knights fan real fast. And it wasn't just because they were winning. It was because they were a local team.
That's amazing. It is always good having you in, and it's good to know that we are on schedule with Allegiant Stadium.
Yes.
And even if we have a bad monsoon season, we're still good.
We're going to open up. I'm not worried about it at all.
Never let them see you sweat. That never. Is the Tommy White mantra. Hey, thanks so much for coming in, man. We'll do it again.
Always great to be here, Kevin.
Tommy White, Local 872, the Laborers Union. They're the folks that are out there building this Allegiant Stadium. And by the way, next time you drive by, just slow up just a hair and tell me if it's not looking like a stadium. Yeah, it's looking just like a stadium. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
Fox Business Network. All Wall Street stocks are lower in afternoon trading after several days of gains. There's no major catalyst leading to today's decline. However, investors remain on edge over the U.S. and China's trade conflict and how the Fed plans to proceed with interest rates. And shares of Kohl's are lower after the retailer reported earnings that beat Wall Street expectations as a result of a strong start to the back-to-school season and a new partnership with Amazon. The retailer also maintaining its guidance for the year. However, its sales were weaker for the quarter. And Apple is the second best Dow Commodity component today, recovering nearly all of its August losses. The tech giant may be willing to shell out lots of dough in an effort to make a name for itself in the crowded video streaming space. The company has reportedly committed to more than $6 billion for original programming, according to the Financial Times, as it prepares to go live with its Apple TV Plus streaming service expected out in the fall. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump continues to bless the two Democratic congresswomen initially denied entry to Israel, tweeting, "I don't buy Representative Tlaib's tears," also claiming that she hates Israel and all Jewish people. Meanwhile, the two representatives are questioning the amount of aid the U.S. gives.
The Obama administration pledged $38 billion to Israel over 10 years from fiscal years 2019 to 2028, most of that in the form of military assistance.
Fox's John Roberts.
In a signing statement back in 2016, President Obama saying, "This commitment to Israel's security has been unwavering and is based on a genuine and abiding concern for the welfare of the Israeli people and the future of the state of Israel."
And the Italian prime minister resigning, blaming his anti-immigration coalition partner for pulling the plug on their populist administration. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could even do it right now. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay. Our thanks to Tommy White, by the way, for joining us from Laborers Union Local 872. And I swear, every time I drive by Allegiant Stadium, it looks more and more like a stadium. Yeah, it's really cool. No. I want you to hear Kellyanne Conway. As you know, on this show, I have called her the second or third best surrogate for the president. I think Newt has been great. I think Rudy Giuliani has been spectacular. And Kellyanne Conway's in that top three. Not exactly sure if she's the best or nearly the best, but she is outstanding. Let's go to cut two, because Kellyanne Conway was out on the White House lawn. She does this about, I don't know, once every couple of weeks, where she'll come out and she'll take questions for 10 or 15 minutes. And she usually makes news when she does. But yesterday, she was on the lawn of the White House and literally schooled the White House press corps on all this talk about a recession. I love the way she was condescending in essentially saying, "Welcome back to talking about the economy." This was Kellyanne Conway yesterday at the White House.
The president said yesterday that most economists say that there's not going to be a recession. Do you know specifically who he's talking to about that, where he's getting that from?
Yes, I do. Okay. But I'd like to know where you're getting your information from, because it's nice to see the media finally cover the Trump economy. You seem to cover it only when you can use the Sesame Street word of the day, recession. And so you're using a tweet here or a report there or an economist's words here and there. The fact is, the fundamentals of our economy are very strong, and you know it. We have more people working in this country right now than ever before in the nation's history. We have more people coming off the sidelines going back to work. We have people who don't just have job availability, but now they have job security. In fact, they have job mobility. They can go and try to compete for one of the other 7 million plus jobs that are available, apart from the one they may already have, or the part-time one they may have, or one that doesn't have sufficient benefits or is too far from home for them, so that they've got all these choices. It's called freedom and free market. Contrast that to Medicare for all and Green New Deals and taxes for everyone else and free health care for illegal immigrants. That would tank our economy, and everybody knows that. So I see now, post Mueller bomb, not bombshell, post hunt for collusion that never happened, conspiracy indictments that will never come to pass, I see now that we're focused on the economy, because you know that is the president's strongest suit, that a majority of Americans approve of the way he's handling the economy in most legitimate polls. So the fundamentals are strong. I would also say that consumer confidence is very high. The optimism is there. 500,000-plus manufacturing jobs since the president got elected, 6 million-plus new jobs since the president got elected. The unemployment rates are low. The growth rates are higher. The confidence levels are high. And that matters. Consumers are spending their money. And many of them are saving, and many others don't have to dip into their savings to meet basic household needs. So he didn't need the proverbial magic wand that his presidential predecessor claimed he would need. He just needed the courage that others did not have to cut taxes across the board, including for job creators and businesses and employers, to double the child care tax credit, to have an energy development program in this country that now lets us be a net exporter of natural gas and oil for the first time at these levels, and the deregulation agenda. You know, we hear from many property owners, small business owners, aspiring small business owners, that the deregulatory agenda, which is basically about 12 or 13 old regulations out for every new one in, and that new one in is important too, because regulation, if done properly, is very important to our nation's safety and well-being. The small business owners say the deregulation is just as important as the tax cuts. So the fundamentals remain strong. It's good to hear people covering the economy again after such a lengthy hiatus. But again, you don't have a magic wand to say, and now we're in a recession.
I just love that. When she talks down to the White House press corps, I absolutely love it. No, I mean, that's what I like to hear. Now, Kellyanne Conway yesterday was not the only, you know, folks talking about the recession and trying to downplay it. It is obvious, and by the way, if you follow this show, you know we've been talking about this for more than a week. I think like almost 2 weeks. When the Democrat presidential wannabes first came out talking about the dreaded R word, recession. And I thought it was interesting, and at the time I was quick to point out, in fact, I think I was one of the first nationally to talk about a recession and to talk about it in terms of it is the last gasp of the Democrat Party. They tried, and I've gone through the whole litany of things. They've tried Russian collusion, the Billy Bush tapes, grab women by the... They've tried everything. And by the way, this is not just Democrats. This is Republicans as well. You know, this is Jeb Bush and all these people that brought $40 million into the primary race on the Republican side, and they ended up with nothing. Nothing. But we were one of the first ones to actually talk about this as a Democrat strategy. That they've tried obstruction of justice, Russian collusion, they've tried racism, the Billy Bush tapes, Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti. He's got some problems of his own. All of this, they've tried and failed to bring down this president. The last gasp is going to end up being recession. It is going to be the last gasp of the Democrat Party. If this doesn't work, he's going to get reelected. The only thing that can bring down this president, the only thing that can stop Trump, is a recession. And that's why you hear Democrats talking up a recession. When we come back, more conservatives are talking about this. It's not just me. It's not just Wayne Allen Root. It's not just, others on the right. They have exposed the Democrats for what they are, desperate. And they're clinging to anything they can. We'll get to that and more coming up. You want to join us? In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines. We got some folks holding now. We'll get to your phone calls. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It is Tuesday. And one of the things I've done is open up our phone lines. And one of the things I want to get into coming up, not just in this segment, but in our next hour as well. You've been hearing a lot in the last week, 10 days, about recession. And if you listen to the president, he says there is no recession coming. If you look at his advisors, they say the same thing. What you are hearing from Democrats, though, is a different story. We'll get into some of this in depth coming up in our next hour, because there are a lot of people talking about it. And if you watch CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, you'd swear up and down we are going to be in the throes of a recession by the end of the summer. And nothing could be further from the truth. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I want to find out from you where you live. Are you holding up on buying a new car? Are you holding up on expanding your home? Adding on to your home, or maybe buying a new home? Are you holding up on that? And is it because of the talk of recession? Because I'm a big believer that recessions sometimes are self-fulfilling prophecies. You start talking about a recession, all of a sudden you're in a recession. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I live out here in Las Vegas, and I do think a recession is coming. I think it's inevitable. I think the Fed will raise the rates. It's going to happen. It's a normal cycle. How bad that will be, you know, that's any man's guess. But I do think that the deregulation helped a lot that Trump was able to get, but it wasn't enough. The tax rates weren't competitive enough, even for small businesses, for middle businesses. It wasn't, it didn't make that big of a difference. And I do think a recession is coming along with that. If I could just say one side comment, if you'll let me there, Kevin, on the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, I think it's way overblown, you know. And I think...
What part of it is overblown?
Just the fact that, you know, if it wasn't until recently that teenagers getting married, and obviously if you're getting married, you're engaging in sexual activity, was normal. You know, the biology of a woman has not changed, even though society has changed. So, you know, a woman who is 35 is less prepared to have a child than, say, a woman who is 16. So, and I'm not saying anything about, you know, those under 14 little kids, things like that, but...
I mean, by the way, the report is... That in one case, some friend of his sent 2 12-year-old girls from France for his birthday. I'm just saying that to me is sick. I mean, that's just bizarre. Now, are we making too much of this? I think a lot of us want to find out: did he really take his own life? And if the science and the forensics say there's no way he could have done this, even jumping off the top bunk in his cell, he couldn't have done this, then we've got to ask the question, well, then who is it that did this? Now, the people that want to, you know, throw out there, oh, it's the Clintons again. The Clintons are doing it again. Bill and Hillary. They're worried that the word that Bill went to the island, you know, that Jeffrey Epstein was part of the Clinton Foundation. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That's why people all across the country, all across the state of Nevada, in the People's Republic of California, that's why people want the definitive story on how this happened. And are there people like Bill Richardson and George Mitchell, former U.S. Senator, these people that have been mentioned and those that have yet to be mentioned? All I'm saying is that's where people's interest comes from. They want accountability for those who were a part of this. And if this is something like the report came out over the weekend, that supposedly a friend commissioned 2 12-year-old girls to fly to Florida and perform sex acts on Jeffrey Epstein, who else is out there that should be held accountable? Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. You were talking about the debt that we have, and if we're going to go into a recession, and I think we are headed into a recession. Right now, the debt clock says this country owes about $22 trillion, but they don't talk about the unfunded liabilities. Is about $250 trillion right now that's owed in this country. And that breaks down to each person owes about $700,000 per person right now. We're in debt per person. So along with Germany, that's headed for a recession very quickly. It's had almost three quarters now of a downturn. You got France teetering. The whole of Europe is basically going down. We're the only country that has a prosperous economy under Trump right now, but I got a feeling it's going to be some other nation that takes us out.
Well, we'll find out. We will find out together. Now, history tells you there will be another recession. And nobody, the president, nobody is arguing that there's not going to be a recession. I've seen some forecasts that say 2021. And history tells you there will be another recession, whether it will be on Donald Trump's watch or somebody else's. By the way, in July, initial claims for unemployment insurance totaled nearly 9,800, up just over 400 claims, or 4.4% compared to June, but are down substantially in our state. These are statewide unemployment claims, up just over 400 claims, 4.4%, but are down substantially when compared with July a year ago, which was, what, 10,000? 10,550. This is the Nevada Department of Employment. Yeah. Are we going to have another recession? Of course we're going to. History tells us we're going to. But it's not imminent. It's not 2020. It is off in the distance. Coming up in our next half hour, more people on the right are starting to expose the Democrats for the fear-mongering group that it is. Sean Hannity was out last night doing it. Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel was out doing it. Here's what I've been telling you for the last 2 weeks. This is just another piece of the Democrat strategy to destroy the Trump presidency. And that's all this is. I mean, some of this is atrocious, to be really honest with you. Some of this is downright atrocious. And it shows the desperation of folks on the left, that they don't know what to do. They've tried Russian collusion. They've tried obstruction of justice. They've tried white supremacy. They've tried racism. They've tried scaring you into a recession. The recession is the only thing they have left that can bring down this presidency. And the dumb thing is the Democrats don't control it. They just don't. And I have a feeling this is going to be like everything else we've seen from the Demo Rats. It's going to end up being something where you throw it up against the wall, but nothing sticks. We'll see what you think. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, and I want to talk about where you live. Are you seeing signs of a recession? You have people that are out of jobs. Real estate prices. Is there a real estate bubble going on? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah. 790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.